Blog Talk Radio.
And I will be your host, Benson Beck. We'll be discussing many topics, including Keiko moves to six notes, Astros down ace. Brady has set for rehab, could return Monday. What to watch for in today's game? Today's starting lineup, May 20th. Chris may miss that versus Reyes with neck and injury. And more. Fans, remember, each week you can be part of the show if you call in at 516-666-9990 or enter our channel at www.blogtalkradio.com/InsideMLB. On this day in baseball history, 1959, the Yankees slipped in the last place when the team drops a 13-6 decision to Detroit and the Bronx. It marks the first time in 19 years the Bronx Bombers have occupied the basement of the American League. And now it's time for the baseball joke of the day. According to the Chicago Tribune, the following statistic was given to the press for the June 7th Chicago-Oakland game. The Oakland Athletics are 32-0 in games in which they have scored more runs than their opponents. Fans, that's a baseball joke. I'll get day. And now it's time for the random part of the day. I will give you the clues, and then we'll be going on. So your first clue is he's a New York Met. He's a New York Met pitcher. He bats right, he throws right. That's why he's 5'11". He weighs 285 pounds in his number is 40. He's played on teams like the Indians, Angels, Athletics, Red Sox, Mets. There are many more teams. He started in 1997 and he's now playing it now, age 41. So those are his clues. You can call at 516-666-9990 or enter term at www.blogtalkradio.com/MLBCentral with your guest. And now it's time for the All-Star Game Debate. Denton or Harper in outfield. NL East Slug is both capable of Most Valuable Player Award season. We'll be doing daily All-Star Game debates until Bowden and then on July 2nd. We will frequently be pitting one player against another and have war on this case for them. But that doesn't mean there aren't any other great candidates for that position. In fact, your comment can spark a new debate for some tackle, so let us know what you think. One guy was baseball's and All-American professional sports' first $325 million man. The other guy, for all we know, could be the next. They both can dash a baseball 500 feet. They both can single-handedly alter the National League East landscape. And simply put, they both make you feel good about the present and future of the game. But if you only had one insurance All-Star ballot vote to dole out to either Giancarlo Stanton or Bryce Harper, who would get the click? It's got to be Harper, right? The real answer wouldn't have been so obvious going into the season, because Stanton lodged an NL Most Valuable Player Award worthy 2014 season before taking that unfortunate Mike Fires fastball to the face last September. Toronto still positive not just about Stanton's recovery, but his long-term viability as the face of their franchise, and made an unprecedented financial commitment with him. Harper, on the other hand, celebrated the plume at his level. It wasn't just about living up to the flattering press and enormous pressures that preceded his 2012 NL Rookie of the Year award season, but living up to the task of staying healthy enough to finish a full season. Well, we don't yet know if Harper is going to remain a lineup fixture or run himself into a wall and not to be stable bit. But what we do know is that his 2016 output to date has been the sort of thing scouts envisioned for him when he's still in his mid-teens. Harper entered the season with the NL lead in home runs 14, RBIs 37, walks 36, on base percentage 476, slugging percentage 729, and total bases with 97. He's shown great flair and great hair, with his post-homer hair flips quickly becoming his new calling card. For Harper, this all comes down not just to health, but to play this one. His walk rate has skyrocketed, and he's put himself in better position to find pitchers to drive. And boy, has he driven them. Stanton, meanwhile, has had a 2015 season that thus far has been filled with fits and starts. As you might suspect, he has scored the 5 longest home runs measured by Statcast this season. But those predicted power bursts aside, the MVP caliber output we know Stanton is capable of has not revealed itself just yet for the man formerly known as Mike. But while Stanton with an 83 OPS hasn't matched Harper's numbers, he still won the game's most complete packages. A dynamic middle of the order force, 11 homers, 6 doubles, 1 triple. Who could also impact the game defensively. As much as we love to focus on Stan's stats, it wouldn't be a total shock if he gets some NL Gold Glove award level at year's end. But as far as the All-Star vote worthiness is concerned, Harper has taken the early edge, not just over Stan, but over literally every single member of the NL field. His 2013 this year's performance has been just that dynamic. Of course, if you want to go to Stanton in an effort to aid the possibility of watching him in the Home Run Derby again, that's absolutely understandable. Those are All-Star Game debates of the day. Now it's time for Keuchel saves perfect as Astros outpower eight. The streak in Astros got a two-run homer by Engels, a two-run single by Chris Carter, and another strong pitching performance by Dallas Keuchel to beat the A's 6-1 on Wednesday afternoon at Minute Maid Park. Keuchel, 6-0, rebounded from a pair of subpar outings, at least by his standards, and didn't allow an earned run over 7 innings. Houston has won 7 of its past 8 games to continue the best start in club history at 27-14. A starter Jesse Hahn, 1-4, held the Astros to 3 runs and 5 hits. They walked 2 batters from strikeout 6 in 6 innings. And Gaddis has tied out 1-1 lead. And Houston broke the game open after against Oakland's bullpen with 3 runs and 8 on a sack fly by Colby Rasmus in Carter's 2-run single. Moments that matter. Gaddis gets into one. The burly slugger, whose early season struggles made it hard for him to stay in the lineup on a daily basis, crushed a 1-0 pitch from Hahn for a 2-run homer to put the Astros ahead and tie him with Jose Altuve for the team leading RBI. Missed opportunity. The A's loaded the base with 1 out from the 4th against Keuchel, but still didn't score. When Mark Canha grounded into a 4th out at home, and Craig Gentry fall with an inning-ending 4th out at 2nd. After going quietly in the 5th, Oakland boarded 2 with 1 out in the 6th, but the crowd got just 1-1 out of it on Carter's fielding error. The A's left time on base and went 1-for-11 with runners in 2-1 position. Keuchel stays unbeaten. Keuchel has put himself in contention to start the All-Star game for the American League after not allowing a run in 7th scoreless inning. Only ERA to 1.67. He's 6-0, 9 starts this year, and he's won 8 consecutive decisions dating to last season. What's next? At books, the A's will continue their road trip in St. Petersburg with 4-game set against the Rays beginning Thursday. Right-hander Jesse Chavez gets to start Brooklyn. They're scheduled for 4:10 p.m. Pacific time at Tropicana Field. Chavez is one of his first 5 starting assignments this season, despite pitching to a 3.19 ERA. Astros. The Astros scored 12-1 runs this year, opened a 4-game series at 12:08 p.m. Central Time at Detroit and Thursday by sending veteran right-hander Scott Sullivan 3-4 to 5.06 ERA to the mound. Sullivan coming off a season-high 10 strikeout performance Saturday and then started a 2-game losing streak. Then 12.38 ERA in the first inning of his 8 starts this year. 2.35 ERA in the second through 4th inning. Watch every Adam Morgan regular season game live on MLB.tv. Reyes Separia could return Monday. Facing pitch in the final step for shortstop before rejoining Blue Jays. But then Reyes is nearing his return to the Blue Jays' lineup and could rejoin the team for Monday's game against the White Sox. Reyes has been out since April 27th with a cracked left wrist. He made the trip to Toledo, Ohio on Wednesday and scheduled to make his first appearance in a rehab game for AAA Buffalo on Thursday. A tentative plan would see Reyes play 3 games in shortstop and then receive a day off on Sunday before joining Toronto for the start of its next series. Hopefully, I think the plan maybe is for him to be back here ready to play on Monday, Blue Jays manager John Gibbons said. Reyes has been taking ground balls for the past couple of weeks. His transition back to the field is expected to be a smooth one. The final test before he can be activated from the 15-day deal is his ability to hit from the left side. The 31-year-old has been base pitching in more than 3 weeks. The brief rehab assignment will ease Reyes in the batter's box and ensure there are no lingering effects from the cracked ribs he suffered in Baltimore on the first road trip of the season. He's coming off that particular injury. If we throw him into a game here right away, it still bothers him because adrenaline starts flowing in a game. Then you'd have to DL him and start 15 days all over, Gibbons said. Down there, if he doesn't feel quite right, comes out, if he just needs a couple of more days, you're still in good shape that way. But yeah, he needs to see some live pitching. Reyes is hitting .250 with 3 extra base hits, 7 RBIs, and 3 stolen bases in 16 games this season. What to watch for in today's game? There's a full day of baseball across the board today. Here are a few things to watch for. Home cooking, Minnesota, Pittsburgh, 7-5, 10 Eastern. PNC Park may be just the place for Jeff Fox to get back on track, as he has endured a winless 5-start stretch. And that time he's posted the all-time against the American League. And his home ERA, 4.05, is half as bad as his road ERA, 8.10, this season. Weaver finding his form. Los Angeles Angels at Toronto, 7-0, 7 p.m. Eastern. After a rocky start to the season, Jared Weaver's hitting the stride. He started the season with a 6.29 ERA through 6 starts. And also showed that against the Astros and extended the scoreless streak to 60 games, before giving up a solo homer Friday. Green Allen. Milwaukee at Detroit, 7-8 p.m. Eastern. Young Packers ready to Shane Green. Left to start early with mid Miles Olmert tonight, but he's still scheduled to take the ball tonight against the visiting Brewers. After MRI came back late, Kyle Lewis gets knocked from Milwaukee after a strong last outing. Markham starting again. Cleveland at Chicago White Sox. 8:10 p.m. Eastern. Brandon Henderson and Markham will make his first major league start since 2013, when he takes on rookie left-hander Carlos Rodon and the White Sox. Markham was 4-0 with a 1.36 ERA and 5 starts with Triple A Columbus. This year, and he's 4-0 with a 1.99 ERA and 6 career starts against the White Sox. Fans, you can call at 516-666-9992 or enter our channel at www.blogtalkradio.com/InsideMLB for the random player of today and have the pride of being the first person ever to get that guess and to have the self-pride of winning for the day. Hamilton could be activated for Monday's game. Josh Hamilton finished a double-A first go portion of the rehab book. The countdown is now down to 3 days with Triple-A Round Rock before possibly being activated on Monday in Cleveland. Hamilton closed out his time with first go by hitting a 2-run home run in his last at-bat of the Rough Riders, April. Won victory over Midland. It was his first home run since being acquired from the Angels on April 27th. And being assigned to the minor leagues on medical rehab assignments, he waits recovery from off-season right shoulder surgery. I felt good, Hamilton told reports after the game in Frisco. I felt good. I finally woke up. I finally learned how to do it. Hamilton is now hitting .371 in 10 games with 13 hits and 39 at bats. He's a 4-5 on base percentage and a 5.71 slugging percentage as he heads back to Round Rock. I'm just glad to be back playing. I don't care where I play, someone said. Eventually, I'll be where I want to be. I'll do some work in the outfield, take some balls off the bat in BP. Hopefully, it doesn't rain. I'll be good to go. The plan for Hamilton is to play at Round Rock on Thursday through Saturday and then be reevaluated. The Rangers, after their Saturday night game in New York, open a 3-game series with the Indians on Monday at Progressive Field. Hamilton has not played a major league game since the Angels won the American League Division Series against the Royals last season. He missed all spring training and was working out on his own when the Rangers acquired him by trade. I think spring training is more mental because you're toned way back, Hamilton said. You're playing, but you're not where you would be right now. I've been going at it every day, pretty much. Just mentally wrapping myself up because, you know, it's got to get done. Spring training, you have a little more time to get there. I'm about where I'd be with about a week and a half left in spring training. Hamilton said he has been communicating regularly with the Rangers about his progress. We're talking together, Hamilton said. Them obviously asking me how I feel and me being honest with them. Them, at the same time, understanding they don't need to rush me back or anything. In the past, obviously, I would have forced the issue to get back. But I'm not forcing the issue now. I kind of grew up a little bit. Again, Sam, 516-666-9992 or enter a charm at www.blogtalkradio.com/InsideMLB. With your guesses for the random part of the day. Be the first person ever that random part of the day gets and just have the self-pride and worth of, you know, having random player of the day. Today's starting lunch, May 20th. Our fans, we accidentally had a 15-minute special today, but you can still, my producer just notified me. We have 60 more minutes left in the show. Oh, it's not a 15-minute show. Some of us study today's announcement has been made public by Major League Baseball's clubs. All that is not official until it's handed to the umpire. Additional announcements will be added as it comes available. Oakland Athletics at Houston Astros, 2:10 p.m. Eastern. For the A's, batting first and in the center, Billy Burns. Batting second and playing short, Marcus Semien. Batting third and playing right, Josh Reddick. Batting fourth and DH and Billy Butler. Batting fifth and playing third, Brett Lowry. Batting sixth and catching, Josh Begley. Batting seventh and playing first, Mark Canha. Batting eighth and playing left, Craig Gentry. Batting ninth and playing second, Eric Sugar. And already started today. For the Athletics, Jesse Palm. For the Astros, batting first and playing second, Jose Altuve. Batting second and playing third, Luis Valbuena. Batting third and playing right, George Springer. Batting fourth and DH and Emmett. Batting fifth and playing left, Colby Raxman. Batting sixth and playing first, Chris Carter. Batting seventh and catching, Jason Castro. Batting eighth and playing shortstop, Marlon Gonzalez. Batting ninth and playing center, Jake Mercek. And already started and proved a 6-0 today for the Astros, Dallas Keuchel. Batting started 26 to Chuck Pirates, 7-5 team Eastern. For the Twins, batting first and playing short, Danny Santana. Batting second and playing second, Brian Dozier. Batting third and playing first, Joe Mauer. Batting fourth and playing third, Trevor Flute. Batting fifth and playing right, Corey Hunter. Batting sixth and catching for Suzuki. Batting seventh and playing center. Batting eighth and playing left, Shane Robinson. And batting ninth and turn for the Twins, Mike Felker. I don't know if we have to go to break, but when we do come back, we will be going into how Chris made this a set versus race with his mecha injury. So exciting stuff when we come back on Inside MLB.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you again.
Damn. All the planes we flew, good things we've been through, then I'll be standing right here talking to you about another path. I know we love to hit the road and laugh, but something told me that it wouldn't last. Had to switch up, look at things different, see the bigger picture. Those were the days, hard work forever pays. Now I see you in a better place. See you in a better place. How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you gon' be with me for the last ride.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way,
yeah, we came a long way
from where we began.
You know, we started.
Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
I'll tell you.
When I see you again.
Go out your way and the vibe is feeling strong and what's small. Turn to a friendship, a friendship turn to a bond. And that bond will never be broken, the love will never get lost. And when brotherhood comes first, then the line will never be crossed. Established it on our own when that line had to be drawn. And that line is what we reach, so remember me when I'm gone. How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you're gonna be with me for the last ride.
Don't let the light guide your way. Yeah. Hold every memory as you go. And every road you take will always lead you. Without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you.
Unlikely to play versus Reese due to neck injury. Ace outfielder Coco Crisp will see a neck specialist in Dallas on Thursday morning, and it appears unlikely that he will play on the turf at Tropicana Field during Oakland's four-game series against the Rays in St. Petersburg this weekend. It's worrisome news for the A's, who have only two position players left on their 40-man roster to bring up if needed, infielders Nate Freiman and Renaud Nunez. For now, the Oakland will stick with a mix of Stan Fold and Craig Gentry on that field. Chris, who already missed the first month of the season while recovering from right elbow surgery, was limited to 126 games last year because of the same neck issue, including just 111 in the outfield. When he was healthy enough to play in 2014, Chris hit 246 with a 699 OPS. He had to make some adjustments at the plate as far as turning his head and maybe opening up a little more, trying to get both eyes on baseball, said A's manager Bob Melvin. Will they have to do that again? I'm not sure yet. Bends over 27 innings in the outfield with Class A Ben Stockdale on Wednesday night, and Ian left-hander Sean Doolittle will move to a Triple-A Nashville in Fresno, California on Friday. Right-hander A.J. Griffin, who is scheduled to throw a bullpen session Wednesday, could pitch a two-inning simulated game on Tuesday and potentially begin a rehab assignment shortly thereafter. Left-hander Eric O'Flaherty is expected to throw a bullpen session by week's end, and Eric O'Flaherty had a left shoulder problem, and A.J. Griffin just had Tommy John surgery. Five will come to play every day. Canelo, Miggy, Avon, Holiday, Jones. These are the pack of today's Ironman. Though there are certainly statistics that give us a true gauge of player performance, one number that resonates deeply with real, live ball players in actual Major League Club classes is the deceptively least simple one, games played. And the number of athletes trying to survive the grind of 162. There is value placed upon those who post up, guys who play through the pain and provide stability, right in and night out. But for a variety of reasons, such players are increasingly rare. Baseball doesn't currently have an Ironman in the vein of Cal Ripken Jr. or even Robert Downey Jr., but it does have a few position players that have proven to be more durable than others. Here are five Robinson Cano, Mariners. Cano debuted with the Yankees on May 3, 2005. From that date forward, his teams have played a total of 1,632 games, and Cano has appeared in 1,569 of them, 96.1%. That includes his 2006 disabled listed with a hamstring injury. If we just go back to 2007, Cano has appeared in 98.6% of his team's games. Only 36 of those appearances were logged as a designated hitter, so that's a ton of innings at a demanding defensive position. Cano actually did miss some time due to injury last year, but it was time lost in the Japan All-Star Series, in which he broke his right pinky toe. At a big league level, he's been one of the game's most durable forces. Miguel Cabrera, Tigers. Cabrera joined the 400 home run club last week, and he'll likely reach him 1,400 RBIs this week. He's combined more than 2,200 hits and nearly 4,000 total bases. Here's a number that doesn't get discussed as much when it comes to Mickey, zero, as in the number of days he spent on the stable list in his 13th season. That's pretty amazing when you consider that Cabrera has played through in recent seasons. That sports hernia in 2013 and the foot and ankle off-season surgery following each season. Last year, Cabrera needed 25 games at DH for 42.4% of his career total at the position, with the assumption that he'll see more and more time there as he gets deeper into his 30s. But for now, Cabrera takes great pride in playing the defensive position while logging his superb stats. Since June 2003, debut with the Marlins, he's been 97.3% of his team. Our advantage is to get a 7-minute stretch goal. When we do come back, we'll be trying to say something and we'll go to the so stay tuned. Also, we have a minute and 25 seconds to give your guesses for the random part of the day. You can go on at 516-666-9990 or enter our channel at www.wallcarpeting.com/InsideMLB. We're going to take you up a moment.
If I would say something about the show today, I mean, I just think that Dallas Keuchel is 6-0. The Astros are Houston are doing amazing right now. They, their candidates go last to Monday during our All-Star. Yeah, during our All-Star playoff predictions, I had Houston go to the ALCS. Now, Dallas Keuchel is 6-0, could be a big part of that. So stay tuned. I mean, Dallas Keuchel, I mean, he's going to be a great player, I think, in the future for the Houston Astros. I just think Jason Statham will be helping with the planning and production of Inside MLB. That's MLB.com assistance with we used today. I'd also, Dan, remember you can tune in tomorrow, 6:30 7 p.m. Tune in to Inside MLB at www.blogtalkradio.com/InsideMLB. Fans, please follow Inside MLB on Blog Talk Radio, as the same URL has said before, and on Facebook and Twitter. Thank you for tuning in. My name is Benson Beck, and my co-host who is not joining today is Will McCloud. You can email us at InsideMLB123@gmail.com or with your questions or insight, or if you want to be on the show, give us some info on what you feel like you're bringing. All right, so thank you for tuning in again. Have a fantastic day.
It's been a long day without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again, when I see you again.
Damn. All the planes we flew, good things we've been through, then I'll be standing right here talking to you about another path. I know we love to hit the road and laugh, but something told me that it wouldn't last. Had to switch up, look at things different, see the bigger picture. Those were the days, hard work forever pays. Now I see you in a better place. See you in a better place. How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I would do, you were standing there by my side. And now you gon' be with me for the last ride.
It's been a long day without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way,
yeah, we came a long way
from where we began.
You know, we started.
Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
I'll tell you.
When I see you again.
Both go out your way and the vibe is feeling stronger. What's small turn to a friendship, a friendship turn to a bond, and that bond will never be broken. The love will never get lost. And when brotherhood comes first, then the line will never be crossed. Established it on our own when that line had to be drawn, and that line is what we reach. So remember me when I'm gone. How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you're gonna be with me for the last ride.
Don't let the light guide your way. Yeah. Hold every memory as you go. And every road you take will always lead you. Without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all.